you do realize that I'm just walking down the street with no idea of where I'm going. I mean, I have no idea. I've only been in this city for 3 days, and
actually, how are we getting home? Night bus?
A train?
Magic carpet?
Hello?
You?
Oh, you're ignoring me. Wow, that's mature.
Seriously?
Fine. I had an all right time. It was fine. It was tolerable. Oh, you're gonna make me say it. Oh, you're gonna make me say it. You are so lucky you're my best friend. Fine. I had a great time. It was wonderful. You were right.
You were right. I said...
Fine. I was wrong. Don't look so smug. Don't look so smug. You're lucky. You're lucky I like you. Come on, be fair. It could have gone badly. I mean...
Hi, this is my best friend. She just moved to town. She doesn't know anyone. She has no friends. Take pity on her.
And then you just let me loose with all the people you work with. All the people that you've told me scary stories about. I mean, you work with freaks.
Very nice, friendly freaks.
I had a good time. Oh, you're gonna be smug about this for days. It was nice. It was a good idea. And everyone was just like you said.
Emma? What did I think of Emma? Emma was nice. She was fine.
What do you mean?
You know, she was fine. I just thought she would be different from the way you've described her. I thought she was going to be prettier. I'm not saying she's not, she's pretty. She's just not pretty in a way that I thought she would be. You made her out to be Helen of Troy. And she's, you know, she's kind of average. I mean, her face, it's kind of lopsided if you look closely. But I mean, makeup does wonders and...
What? I'm not being funny. I just don't think she's as wonderful as you said she was. I just think maybe you were a bit enthusiastic.
No, she was fine. She was a little boring, but there's nothing... She was boring. She just went on.
What do you mean I'm being ridiculous? I'm not being ridiculous. You asked me what I thought of her.
She's lovely. There's nothing wrong with being average and boring and short. I'm not being mean. I don't know her, so I can't be mean. All I know is that you sing her praises. Oh, she's so pretty. She's so smart. She's so funny. Oh, Emma, 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 Emma.
What?
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 Jealous?
Okay, now you're just... How much have you had to drink? I'm not...
Why?
Which way are we going? We're going that way. Is that where the bus stop is? That's not where the bus stop is, so we're going down here. I'm not being ridiculous. Okay, why would I be jealous? Why would I be jealous of this... average, boring person you work with who you just seem to be mildly obsessed with and can't shut up about? I mean, nothing to be jealous of. I certainly didn't move here because I thought you were in love with her.
No, that's stupid. I would never move the whole...
You know what? Forget I even mentioned that. I'm being ridiculous. It's been a long night. So we should just go to the bus stop.
Why aren't you moving your feet? You need to move your feet.
No, 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 no. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like you're thinking. Don't think. Just no thinking. Don't think. Oh no, why do you know me so well? Why do you know me so well? Damn it. Okay, I was a little bit jealous. No, not jealous. I was envious. I was concerned. I was concerned because you might have a crush on her. And you talk about her a lot. And I wasn't here to see if she was, to see if she was worthy of you. Worthy, yeah, that's the story I'm sticking to. Worthy of you. What? Oh, you need to stop. Okay, we need to stop saying this word jealous. I was worried. I am your best friend. I was concerned that she was just a floozy who was playing with your heart. And I can't let that happen. So, you know, I moved here and I mean, I totally didn't move here for you. I totally didn't do that. That's got nothing to do with anything. I'm not being ridiculous. You're being ridiculous. I mean, I think you need to calm down and you just need to take a time out and you need to walk in silence to that bus stop. That's the wrong bus stop. To that bus stop. Is there a bus stop? Okay. So let's summarize. We're not getting a bus. We're getting a train. And you're being ridiculous. No. I did not move here because I was worried and jealous. I moved here because I was concerned. Okay? Concerned. That's a good word. Jealous is a bad word. It indicates things that are ridiculous. And you're being ridiculous. I was concerned. I mean, you should be happy that I care that much about you, that I'm willing to just move my life here just to look after you and to stop her getting her hooks into you. I was doing so well. I was doing so well. Okay, so maybe a little bit jealous, but I'm your best friend and you talk about her all the time and I was just a bit worried and jealous, which is perfectly reasonable because you're my best friend and you're not buying this, are you? Bum. She's really pretty. Why did she have to be so pretty and funny and I like her? Why did she have to be so bloody likable? Fine. I was jealous. Really, really jealous. Every time you spoke her name, I wanted to set her on fire. I can do this. I missed you a lot. I'm not used to you being so far away, and you just spoke about Emma. Emma this, Emma that. Emma's wonderful, Emma's funny, Emma's generous. Emma laughs like an angel. Why? Everything about... Why is she so perfect? It's not fair. I mean, how am I meant to compete with that? Yes, I have to compete. I didn't move here to be your best friend. I moved here to you and... Okay. I'm just trying to figure how I can pull that back. Just bear with me one moment. I got nothing. Fine. I didn't... When you were so far away and you're talking about this girl, this wonderful girl who is pretty and funny and lovely and wonderful and witty and gorgeous. God, she's so gorgeous. I got in my own head and I was worried and I've been in love with you forever. I've loved you since I met you, and I was okay with being friends when you were here, when we were together, and I could see you, and I had my best friend, and that was enough. A small part of you that was mine, it was enough. But then you moved, and you fell in love with her, and I was jealous. I was so jealous. I cursed her name every time you just sang her praises. How pretty she was, how funny she is, how perfect she is. Of course she's fucking perfect. So I kind of decided to move up here and to tell you, and that was my plan. I love you. And then I started having panicky butterfly attacks, and I had to breathe into a paper bag. And she's perfect. She really is. That's why you're smiling, because she's so perfect. She's good enough for you. I mean, I wish there was something about her that I could dislike. Some tiny flaw that... But she's lovely. She's lovely, and she's sweet. And she's perfect for you. And I understand why you love her. I understand completely. She is perfect for you. I'm not okay with it, but I want you to be happy. It's important to me. It's don't smile, right? Don't smile at me. No, smile. I'm glad that you're happy. It's important to me that you're happy. I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. And Emma makes you happy. So I approve. You have my blessing. Why are you smiling at me like that? This is difficult. You don't... Do you understand? I'm breaking my heart here. Because I want you to be happy. I want you to be... Why are you coming closer? This is making it more difficult. Don't, please, 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 please. You're my best friend. I need a bit of space. Stop coming closer. Stop, please. It's not fair. It's not fair to have you this close when I can't have you. To be able to smell you and to feel how warm you are, and to just look into those eyes and just... You just kissed me. Why did you just kiss me? Why just, but, you know, do that again. Okay, I'm not complaining, but why are you kissing me when you're in love with Emma? You know, pretty, wonderful Emma, who... I'm confused. I never kissed my... just... Okay, I am really confused, but I'm so happy I don't care. So, you don't love Emma? Why... Okay, so I need you to take a step back, because I can't think when you're this close and your lips are... Okay, take a step back. You go over there. You don't love Emma. And you're kissing me. My brain is not working right now. You don't love Emma. You're kissing me. You kiss Emma? Love? No. You love? You love me. One moment, please.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay.
Can you just say that again? You.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Me.
You don't love Emma. You. Oh my god.
So why were you always talking about her? Every 5 minutes, I would call you up, desperate to hear your voice, and all I would hear was, Emma this, Emma... If you love me, why...
You wanted to make me...
Oh, you sneaky...
Oh, you... Oh, that was sneaky. That's evil. Please don't tell me that you had this all planned out, that you knew I was going to... You didn't know I was going to move here. That was a shock. It was a shock for me too. Does she know?
Oh, no. Please tell me. She knows.
What did you tell her? Tonight was a setup, wasn't it? I will never be able to face any of these people ever again. So what, you told her that you're in love? You didn't stop talking about me and she knew. Was it her idea? Oh, I like her. I like Emma. Oh, I like her a lot. You do realise how ridiculous this is, right? We're in love with each other, and we had to move miles away from home, and then it wasn't even straightforward. It was jealousy and sneakiness.
I can't believe this.
I can't believe this is not how I imagined telling you I love you. How did I imagine doing it? Well, you need to be closer. Closer. Yes, I want you closer now. And your hands were around my waist, like that. And I was looking into your eyes like this. And I would say, you are a sneaky, sneaky cobwomble, and I love you. I bloody adore you. It's not how I planned it. It's not how I imagined it, but it's perfect. It's very us. But seriously, I can't believe this. I can't believe you made me jealous. Oh, it's ridiculous. You have no idea how jealous I was. I was almost going to buy a voodoo doll of her. And I was going to find some way to sneak, to steal her hair. And I was getting desperate. Come on, it's ridiculous. I mean, I followed you here. And I had an idea of, I don't know, just stopping her stealing you away from me. But then I wanted you to be happy. I had no idea. I just... Love makes you crazy. And I'm crazy in love with you. Yeah. I'm also might just be plain crazy. So I only have one more thing to say. One more thing to ask, and it's important. It's really important.
How the hell are we getting home?
I love you. I really, really do.